Lord of the Dynamos by H.G. Wells, narrated by B.J. Harrison. The chief attendant of the three dynamos that buzzed and rattled at Camberwell and kept the electric railway going came out of Yorkshire, and his name was James Holroyd. He was a practical electrician, but fond of whiskey, a heavy, red-haired brute with irregular teeth. He doubted the existence of the deity, but accepted Carnot's cycle, and he had read Shakespeare and found him weak in chemistry. His helper came out of the mysterious East, and his name was Azuma Zai. But Holroyd called him Pooh-Bah. Holroyd liked a nigger help because he would stand kicking, a habit with Holroyd, and did not pry into the machinery and try to learn the ways of it. Certain odd possibilities of the Negro mind brought into abrupt contact with the crown of our civilization, Holroyd never fully realized, though just at the end, he got some inkling of them. To define Azuma Zai was beyond ethnology. He was perhaps more negroid than anything else, though his hair was curly rather than frizzy, and his nose had a bridge. Moreover, his skin was brown rather than black, and the whites of his eyes were yellow. His broad cheekbones and narrow chin gave his face something of the vipertine V. His head, too, was broad behind and low and narrow at the forehead, as if his brain had been twisted round in the reverse way to a European's. He was short of stature and still shorter of English. In conversation, he made numerous odd noises of no known marketable value, and his infrequent words were carved and wrought into heraldic grotesqueness. Holroyd tried to elucidate his religious beliefs, and, especially after whiskey, lectured him against superstition and missionaries.